Welcome to another episode of Never Thought I'd Say This with apparently your loud talking host, Jody Sweeten. That's me.
And Celia Behar. That's me.
Yeah, the one that. Okay. So let's just.
Just tell them. Wait, first of all, you guys, Jody and I are looking at each other on FaceTime while we're recording this on something else. And Jody has a goddamn Snapchat filter of a fucking giraffe.
It's not a Snapchat filter. No. This is an iPhone feature. Thank you very much. That you can turn yourself into a talking giraffe.
She's a talking giraffe.
I could also do a shark or an octopus. So.
Then you'd be an octopus.
Look at here, buddy.
Now
I'm an octopus.
Now she's an octopussy.
Yes. Oh, ha ha ha.
That went off.
Anyway, but we are sitting here.
So loud.
Am I loud?
Yeah.
You know what? I think I'm deaf. Like, I don't hear myself. And the kids keep telling me I'm super loud and I can never hear the television.
Well,
I think
right now, because every time she talks, the thing that we're using to record, which we're new at, by the way, so we don't even know if we're doing
it. Oh, it probably
sounds
like shit. Yeah.
It might sound like shit. And we're sorry if it does. We're really trying here. We're in closets. We've got blankets over our heads. I'm sitting on a yoga block. I'm in Chewbacca leggings. Not joking. And every time Jody talks, it like flies up.
It goes up to the red. Like, I feel like I have to whisper. Yeah. And I like, I can't. If one, I said one good laugh and the thing's going to blow up.
You're going to have to learn how to like, I don't know.
I'm not going to learn how to do fucking anything in this pandemic. I'll tell you that much right now.
Well, I'm not teaching anything in this pandemic. Yeah, we're still in a pandemic.
Oh, my God.
Is that everyone's with us, right? Because we're all in this pandemic. Yay!
Yeah. Yep. We are all in this. And hold on. I'm trying to turn my giraffe phase off. Okay, there we go. I'm going to be a normal human.
Well, that's debatable, but okay.
Yeah. Okay, maybe not normal. Maybe just not looking like a giraffe.
Whenever you're moving, your mic is hitting something, just so you know. Yeah, there you go.
Fucking
just leave it like that. Don't touch it.
But
anything.
I didn't. But see, if I... Okay, no, but fine. Then if I had it like that, then that's when I'm getting the loud problem.
Well, then keep
trying to move it off my shoulder so that if I talk away from it, there we go. I just have to talk away from
it. Yes, you got to till Tuesday it. Hush, hush, keep it down now. Voices carry. Come on, it was a...
What?
You guys, if you could see the look she's giving me right now. Everyone else knows that it's a till Tuesday song.
Who's Voices. That?
Amy Mann's first band. It's called Till Tuesday, and she's got a song called Voices Carry, and yours does.
I don't think I've ever listened to Amy Mann.
Wow. I hope Amy Mann isn't listening to this, because if she is, then you just offended the crap out of her.
I didn't know. Oh, you know what? I can't win. I'm stuck in a closet. I'm fucking sweating.
Yeah.
Are you sweating right now in your closet? I am so hot. It's not even funny.
I'm not. I'm in a sweatshirt. It's cold in this house, though.
Oh, my God. I'm dying. I'm drinking coffee. I've got a little light bulb here in my at-home studio. I don't know if that's making it warm.
Maybe.
No, because that's like, I don't know.
I don't know.
I just think I need all of our listeners to know I am sweating right now and I am loud.
I need everyone to know how much we love you guys and we love the show. And that's why we're doing this. I am hunched over on a yoga block. In a closet with a blanket over my head.
I said when we started recording this, you guys, she's sitting like, there's no way you're going to be able to sit like that through the entire episode. You're going to lose circulation to your legs. You know what you're going to do? You're going to cut your legs off. I'm so glad I got to bring that back three episodes later.
I'm so glad you're in the red. I'm not going to be able, I won't cut my legs off, but I won't be able to stand up straight. I'm going to be walked over, like hunched over like a grandma for the rest of the day, just crawling around on the floor.
That's I know. It's going to be really hard for me to, get back into bed after this. That's about what I had planned. No, actually I don't. Because.
Yeah. How are you getting through the pandemic? Let's talk about that. Like what is
let's
your,
talk
what's
about
your
that.
Day?
Well,
what
this,
do you do?
Let's talk. This weekend is Zoe's birthday and Easter. Her birthday and Easter are on the same, day.
Yeah.
And so, I've been trying to plan stuff for that, I've been planning a little birthday parade for her, and I've been ordering stuff online, which luckily most of it is all arrived. There's only like one or two things that aren't going to make it to be shipped in time. But, you know, I've been busy with that and trying to put together like Easter baskets and Easter egg hunt and just like some semblance of normal life.
Yeah.
Because they've been on spring break. Well, one of them was on spring break this week. B was on spring break this week. Zoe's on spring break next week, which just fucks everything up.
Yeah, I bet. Because they're, I mean, one of them was.
Well, yeah, because there's no, and there's no like schooling break. Right. And yet one of them is off and the other one is not. So whoever's, you know, still working is just ultimately bitter at the other one. And it's like, this isn't fair.
Well, and then you don't get a break from homeschooling. Like, I'm so glad that I had spring break with, you know, the girls do it at the same time. Like, I didn't have to.
Yeah, no, there's no break.
Yeah,
there's
sucks no break. For you. I'm sorry.
But I mean, Zoe's pretty self-sufficient.
Yeah.
Or so she says. That she says she's self-sufficient. I don't know how much work's actually getting done. I get texts from her teacher occasionally that's like, yeah, hey, this is missing. And I'm like, this little fuck.
Yeah. Like literally, I'm not really checking. I'm going to be totally honest. Like, I'm not checking. My kids do their work, or so they tell me. They're on their own schedule for the most part. I am sure. I mean, when they need help, I like come and try and help them.
Right.
I am sure that I could be doing more. I'm not. I don't know what to do. Like, I'm not a teacher. I don't know what to do.
Yeah. I'm very much in the same spot. I always joke, like, I have an undergrad degree in elementary education.
I know.
And I don't know what to, I mean, it's also been 15 years since I did any of that and everything's changed, but like, I still don't know what to do. And I'm like, this is overwhelming and it's just too much. And we're all, cause it's, you know, it's the overwhelming waves of processing all of this.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, I think for the kids like getting hit, I mean, I just can't imagine being a kid and going through all of this. It's enough for adults, the levels of disappointment and missing people and missing normal life and all that. And kids, like, they really thrive on routine and all that. And then I just see mine are really, like, freaking out about the whole thing, you know?
Did you see?
And it's been hard.
There's a meme going around. I think our friend Denise had it posted last night. Did you see the thing where it was like, you know, shout out to the unsung heroes and all of this, our kids?
Yes. To our kids.
Yeah. They're giving up all of this time and, you know, they're missing things. They're not outside as much, you know? I mean, I try and get my kids out, you know, once a day or so, but it's really hard and it's really hard for parents. It's just, you know, it's all a lot. And I feel so, I say that, I also want to say I feel so unbelievably lucky, because I have a roof over my head. I'm still working. You know, I still have, you know, friends that I love and I get to, you know, be with my kids more than I usually am.
Right.
I also want to say this, and it's something, this may be my never thought I'd say, although I have a bunch, but maybe I'll save one for the next episode. My never thought I'd say this is, I never thought I would be so happy to have an ex-husband in my life.
Right.
Because,
well, and I think honestly the kids probably are too. At least it's a change of scenery in that regard, you know what I mean? Like, it's there's a new environment, you know what I mean? Like, one house to the other,
right? There's a break, and like, I do, and it's a break for all of us. So like, by the time, you know, my ex and I have been going back week on, week off, so by the time I get them back, it's like I actually did miss them, and you know, it's great. I mean, given by the end of, you know, 8 hours, I'm like, oh my God, but seriously, like, you know, I still am where I always am, but.
I shared that meme the other day. It was like, you can either have a nice day or help your children with math homework, but you cannot do both.
Like, you can't. Jody, I don't know if you've noticed, but it's gotten really hot all of a sudden.
Yeah, it's been a little warm here in Los Angeles.
Yeah, and you know, I notoriously am always cold and I'm trying to get warm, but recently I've been so unbelievably hot, so I have turned to Ember Wave to help me feel a little bit cooler when it's this hot out.
What is the Ember Wave?
That's the one. I've told you about it before. It's amazing. It's a new thing that you can put on your wrist, and it feels
like you're cooling down. It's amazing. It's like personal temperature control.
I've seen this. I've seen this. This thing looks so awesome. I run warm.
Yes, you do.
So I would love to try it and see if it could cool me down a little bit, because I am always warm and sweating, and the summer is not helpful for that.
Well, then Emberwave is there when you need the relief the most. All you have to do is press to activate the Emberwave, and it creates a cool or warm sensation on your wrist. And this sensation makes your body and your mind feel more comfortable in a matter of minutes. It's based on science of how your mind and your body respond to temperature sensations. It's kind of like when, you know, you want a cool drink of water, you know, and it kind of cools you down. And when you're getting a hot cup of tea or something.
Yeah, I run my wrists under cool water. So this is like, I could do that anywhere. I don't have to just stand there running my wrists under cool water.
Yeah, because you'd kind of look weird, you know, doing that. And well, I guess not right now, but you know, usually you would. And this is actually powered by a rechargeable battery, which I totally love. Yeah, it stimulates your temperature settings in your nerve endings. That's why it works. And and it's just great, especially when it's really hot or really cold out. I love it. And I think that everybody would love it. And also, you know, I think it would make a perfect gift. Yeah. And if you want to if you want to give the gift of thermal comfort this Mother's Day, you take $70 off of the Emberwave now during their site-wide sale. You just go to emberwave.com/say this to redeem this offer. Again, that is EMBRWAVE.com/say this to redeem this offer. $70 off right now.
So here I have a story to tell you. I have not told you this, and it's partly about breaks, but and I just want to preface this story by saying that we were very safe in this. It was still a social distancing thing, so nobody give me crap, please. But the kids and I over the weekend were lucky enough to actually get out of town, and we went to a house in out in Joshua Tree. There's nobody had been there for over a month. And we were lucky enough to be able to do that. So we, you know, we went out there and we spent a weekend there, and it was super, super fun and so nice to, you know, be away.
Yeah.
Okay. So here's what happened though. As you know, I have two cats. So on Saturday, when we were packing up to leave, I, you know, packed up the car. I got everything done. You know, we put food out for the cats. I saw both cats, you know, they're looking at me like, where are you guys going?
Get rid of Maybe? Did you finally do it?
You know what? You would think if ever it was going to happen, this would have been it. So right. We got back. We were gone for 4 days total, but like 3 complete days, right? We left on Saturday. We came back on Tuesday, and the kids and I are unpacking, and I'm like putting things away. And I said, hey, have you guys seen the cats? And Harper right away was like, yeah, I saw George Michael, because we have George Michael and Maybe. My cats are named after Arrested Development. And, I'm like, well, where's Maybe? And they're like, oh, we haven't seen her. I said, well, that seems weird. And Maybe has a really, really, pun intended, shitty habit of shitting next to her litter box when I'm gone for more than like a night. She gets really pissed off and shits next to her litter box because she's a dick. And she hadn't shat next to her litter box. And I was like, oh, that's weird. So I go look for her. Guess the fuck what? I locked that cat in my fucking closet.
Oh,
3 days. 3 fucking days that cat was in my closet.
Oh my god. Is everything peed on? Is there poop everywhere?
No poop. The cat held in her poop for 3 days. Apparently she's like me and she can do that. No, she peed all over my fucking shoes.
Listen,
it's not her fault. I don't
Like that it's cat. Not I get right. You can't be mad at that.
But
I mean you can, but
all over. I mean, and somehow that asshole managed to pick my favorite shoes and pee on them. So my, what I like to call my divorce boots, I treated myself to expensive boots when I got divorced, and she peed on those. Those are leather, so I could pretty much wipe them off. Treated leather. Okay, fair. My David Bowie Vans peed on those.
Oh,
yep. Peed on my Steve Madden sneakers with the red laces that you like.
So right. Yeah.
Pair of my Doc Martens, peed on those. And my red suede over the knee boots.
Yeah.
Peed on those.
And there's nothing like cat piss. No. There's just nothing like it. No. Oh,
and
man.
A couple
See,
other
this...
pairs of shoes that weren't great, but I had to, all the pairs got salvaged except for the red suede boots. I gotta toss them.
You know who I blame?
Cats.
That bitch fucking Carol Baskin.
Now you have to talk
it's
about
fucking Carol Baskin. She put sardine oil all over your shoes.
Oh, that's right. Sorry. I just watched that episode the other night. Don't talk about it because I'm way behind. I haven't finished.
Oh, you haven't finished?
No,
oh, my God.
Anyone out there that's not watching Tiger
okay,
King.
Okay. And let me also say, I know people are like freaking out because everyone got on the Tiger King bandwagon and whatever. I realize like they're all terrible people. Mm-hmm. They're I'm not by any means rooting for one or the other. Joe Exotic.
No.
Oral care. Like they're all pretty fucked up people.
At least
she made hers into a non-profit,
at least, but okay.
But it's just the shit show factor of it. Yeah. Like that, like I'm not on anybody's side. I don't give a fuck if he gets released from prison. No. I think she may have done something, but I also think they're,
I wince the entire time I watch it because of the gloriousness
of white trash shit showedness is
it's pretty bad.
It's unreal. It's unfucking paralleled in anything that actually has happened.
Oh, it's,
like that's it. I mean,
it's something else. That it is. I mean, I'm only like five episodes in. I haven't watched. I have to take breaks. I watch the new Star Trek and I watch Big Mouth and stuff like that. I find it so anxiety producing, Tiger King, that I have to like take.
Oh, is every like every episode? I'm just like, no, my God! Like it's oh, it's so good.
Just
and
so
there's
red.
Just yeah, and there's like maybe 15 teeth among them. I mean,
oh, I know. And the mullet, is
and I got
else.
You know. Okay, you've watched up to the one where the girl loses her
arm?
Yes.
That's early. The girl that loses her hand in the beginning.
Yes, that's in like the second episode. Yeah. But they interview her first without mentioning that.
Yes, I know.
And the first thing I saw is she's sitting there doing the interview and I see, you know, that she's been, she's had an amputation and I was like, oh, shit. I wonder if we're going to get to that. And then like episode two, we got to it. And I was like, okay. Well, that explains that then. But
it's crazy. Wait, we got to go back to the, my cat piece.
Oh my God. I'm sorry. I got distracted. I got distracted by Joe Exotic because how could you not?
He's pretty distracting.
Right. And also everyone is going to be them it's going to be America as the cast of the Tiger King for Halloween.
Oh,
my ex-husband
and his fiance already had an Instagram picture posted of the two of them dressed up like that. Uh-huh. Yeah, they did a pretty good job, I got to say. All right. So this is what happened. Like I said, the cat peed everywhere. But the part about it, which was so terrible... And I just told the story to someone and they were like, try not to maybe be totally honest about this on the podcast if you're going to tell it because you don't come off well. And
is that you're mad that you missed your opportunity to get rid of the cat?
I'm kind of mad that she didn't die. No, I'm not. I'm not. That sounds terrible.
Oh, that's it. That's it. Our show is canceled. That's it. We're going to get paint thrown on us wherever we go now.
No. Well, we can't go anywhere, so it doesn't matter. Yeah.
Oh, well, fuck it. Then go for it.
It was the perfect time for me to make that comment.
And the irony of you talking about dead cats as opposed to me is really...
I know. No, listen. I don't mean that. But this is what happened. First of all, I have two closets in my bedroom and one of them has like coats.
Oh, well, look at you.
I know, so fancy, whatever. It has my laundry in one and like a couple coats. I thought that she got locked in that one. She goes into both of them and I constantly grab her and throw them out and yell at her because she's not supposed to be in my damn closet. I thought she was in that one. When I found out that she was actually in my clothing closet, with all of my shoes, I was like, oh my God, I freak out and I just start yelling upstairs to Harper. I'm like, what is ruined? Like, what is ruined? And Harper loses her mind. And she's like, I cannot believe that you care more about your stuff than this cat. She could be dying. And blah, blah. Like, it's, and listen, she's totally right. But I'm so like, I can't even deal with the fact that this cat was in my closet when she does know better. And Harper's yelling at me, she doesn't know better. She is a cat. She doesn't know. And I'm like, but she does. And I'm staying calm somehow. And finally, Harper's just like, you just don't even care. You just don't even care. She could have died and you don't care. And I just look at her. I go, listen, I'm really glad that she didn't die. I hope that nothing happens to her tonight, because cats actually can go into kidney failure without water for, yeah. Oh yeah. So like,
right?
That cat actually slept with me that night because I was like really worried about it. And I'm like, I'm glad she didn't die. I said, but I got to be honest with you. I don't like this cat. Like, I don't like her. And so, and she's like, well, one day when she dies, you're going to be really sad. And I go, see, that's where you're wrong.
You're like, no, no, like, not really sad. No. Not maybe like, oh, that's a bummer, but that's about it.
But that's the thing. I feel terrible saying it. I am a cat person. I love cats. I don't like this cat. I keep this cat because
look, I'm a people person. I like people, but there's some people that are probably not having anybody.
Oh, my God. Now we are canceled. Oh, Christ.
I didn't say who.
Like, I don't know.
Oh, no, I didn't. Nobody that has died. Nobody that's died. I'm like, that's, I, you know.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Sure. I was just trying to say it is possible to both love something and also
yes.
not be glad that, that a particular thing of that something is not here.
Right, fine. I, wow. Somewhere when Rachel hears this is going to be like,
oh,
I have to be in a closet someplace listening to them from now on. It gets, there's just no way.
Right. Yeah. I mean, I'm just going to find Rachel sneaking up my stairs and Emily's just going to pop open the blanket and be just shake her head like, no, you can't do that. Yeah.
Yeah. I feel bad. I want to like this cat. I don't like her. I'm very glad that she didn't die. In my closet.
That was such a Fleabag moment right there, by the way. You were like, yeah. I want to like this cat. I don't like her.
I don't like her. I don't. So anyway, Harper was like miserable. And then, of course, she like, she actually went where you were. So she's like, but next time I'm upset and I say that, you know, I hope somebody dies that you can't be mad at me. I was like, that is not the same thing. And she's like, tell me how it's not the same. And I was like, because it's not. Like, I
don't know. It's right. You're like, I can't get into specifics about why, but it's just not.
Because it's just not. Like, it, right. I just didn't have anything in me. And I did feel, again, I felt bad. The cat is fine. She ate.
But
she
I drank. Didn't say it's okay to wish death upon people. I just said that sometimes there are people after they pass who aren't, we're not that sad. Oh, the fucking dog. The dog is barking.
Oh, darn.
I'm going to, now I have to. Darwin's here.
It's all right.
Yeah, the Darwin is, many of our listeners have heard mention of Darwin. He came to visit this week because Bea has been kind of upset lately and not dealing with the pandemic great. And Darwin is her little buddy.
Does
and
she
so
want a cat?
He's downstairs. No. I mean, she might want a cat. I don't give a shit if she wants a cat or not. We're not getting a cat.
I have one you could have. She likes shoes.
Nope, I'm good. I'm good. I like my shoes.
Oh, damn it.
But anyway, Darwin is here and has, you know, pooped on the rug once, maybe twice. Whatever.
Well, so the other thing about the whole cat.
Well, room, I took the little gates down because I had gates that were blocking off the living room. Yeah. And so now he's in there doing that. It all just, well, this, you know what this is, this show has turned into is just you and I FaceTiming and other people getting to listen in on it.
Was it anything really more than that?
Occasionally. When we had other people to talk to.
Well, yeah, that's true. Well, here's the other thing that was weird about the whole cat thing was like right before that happened with I found out about, you know, the cat being locked in my closet. That's when the article came out about the tiger getting COVID. Do you not know that?
Oh, right.
So you know, Bronx tigers have COVID now.
But
now they have found out that some house cats also have it.
again, that's just further solidifies my no cats position.
I don't think we can get it back from them. We actually give things to cats all the time. We don't catch things from cats, but we give them common colds and the flu and stuff.
Okay.
By the way, Jody is recording this episode in a pair of headphones that are cat ears, ironically.
They do have cat ears. Mescal actually got these for Bee for her birthday. Or Christmas, got it for Christmas. And she has bedazzled them and they also light up, but they're not charged right now, which I'm really disappointed because I really wanted to take a picture in my light up headphones.
Yeah. But the fact that you're wearing cat, you know, headphones in this episode that's become weirdly about cats. Now I want to
because this is what it's fucking come to. This is what it's
as the
oh my god! By the way, did you hear that there apparently was a butthole cut of the movie Cats?
What?
That they had this is what I heard, but I heard it on the internet, so it might not be true.
To butts. What? You heard something on the internet that might not there was, be true? Weird.
I know. But that I guess in the movie Cats,
mm-hmm.
They had, I'm sorry, I'm talking very loudly about cat buttholes, but apparently they had put cat buttholes on the people.
Wait, what?
I can't even.
What? They put cat buttholes on the people?
Yes. You know, because.
What? Like on their costumes? Like in their CGI?
No, but like on the CGI, yeah.
But they were actual cats. Buckeyes.
Yes. Yes. That's what I heard. I heard so that like when they were like walking on all four or whatever that they were anatomically correct. But
they're
apparently
not anatomically correct.
I know.
As cats.
But it's supposed to be cats. Anyway.
Angelical cats. Oh, it would be like it's assholy cats. I don't know.
But it's, wait, what is that?
That Angelical Cats is a song from Cats. But I just made it into
Cats.
That's holy cats. They that's, have yeah. cats. I don't know.
Right. But apparently people were so freaked out by mm-hmm. the humans with cat buttholes that they couldn't, that they took it out.
Shocking.
And then people on the internet were like, bring the buttholes back.
Hey, Jody, do you want to take a guess at what I'm doing right now?
I can only imagine, and I'm a little bit scared.
Laundry. I'm doing laundry.
Always. Of course. How did I not know?
I mean, I feel like that's all I do. And because of that, I really, really wanted an eco-friendly laundry detergent that's as sensitive on your skin as it is to the environment. And I found True Earth Laundry Strips, and they are amazing.
Ah, what is that?
They are ultra-convenient, zero-waste, pre-measured strips of laundry detergent. Yeah.
So no plastic bottles.
No, because do you know that 700 million laundry jugs end up in landfills every year, and plastic bottles take thousands and thousands of years to decompose, and True Earth's packaging is compostable and recyclable, and it helps reduce plastic polluting our landfills and our oceans.
Oh, I love that.
Oh my gosh. They're so great. And they have convenient free delivery, so you never run out of detergent again, which is always my issue. I think I have some and then I don't. It's just like, it's so good. It's vegan friendly. It's not tested on animals. You don't have to lug a heavy jug of laundry someplace. You know, it's what don't you like about this? You know what I mean? Also, I can't stand when my laundry detergent like leaks into my cupboards and leaves that like circle around where it was.
Oh, I hate that.
Yeah. Well, this don't have to worry about it. You can fit the equivalent of 12 packs of True Eco Strips into one jug of laundry detergent.
Wow.
How do you like that? Yeah. I just love it. No nasty chemicals, anything like that, you know, free of chlorine, biodegradable. There's a fragrance-free version, and it's hypoallergenic. I mean, come on.
And it's got everything.
It's got one more thing. Okay. How True Earth gives back and is matching every purchase and donating to hospitals, food banks, and shelters across the USA and Canada to help those in need.
Oh, well. then, I mean, it's like not even a choice.
It's not a choice. Listen, nobody loves doing laundry, so why do we keep doing it the same old inconvenient way? Laundry jugs are heavy, leave messy residue in your cupboards, and are extremely harmful on our environment. True Earth is the new, better way to do laundry. Eliminate mess, eliminate wasteful plastic jugs, and win your cupboard space back. Also, True Earth now has free shipping on all orders worldwide. True Earth Eco Strips are a risk-free purchase, so if you aren't satisfied after using the product, they'll give you your money back. This is a no-brainer. We've got you 10% off of your order. Just head over to www.true.earth and use promo code SAYTHIS at checkout. That's www.tru.earth. And if you have any questions, send a message to @TrueEarthMovement on Instagram.
What is this episode, Celia? What is happening?
I'm really wondering if this will ever make it to air.
I'm wondering that too.
Like, I really Emily's gonna listen to this and be like, no.
You can't put that on the air.
You're gonna have to do
but
that
I
again.
Think but I think that our listeners will appreciate
that we've got
that this is where our sanity has devolved into after several weeks of being at home.
Well, I haven't pictures recently.
Or ever.
That's
have you
true.
Sent me a butt?
I sent you the funny butthole meme, and I did send you a picture of my butt once. I haven't even done that.
That's true.
I sent Nico That's true. And they, Leslie.
I don't need a picture of your actual anus, though. Can we please not do that?
I just tried to drink coffee before she said that and spit it back into my cup.
I watched it, and I was very, I was worried.
Were you?
I was worried.
Were you worried?
Also, can you not? I'm literally staring at your crotch right now, the way that you're sitting. You guys, wait,
she's
hold on.
Here, do it.
She's, I have a picture now. She's sitting like a frog, but like with the iPhone FaceTime, like aimed at her crotch in Chewbacca yoga pants. It's so much.
Can you see what my shirt says? First of all,
Sass is strong with this one.
Yeah, the sass is strong with this one. I'm sitting here on a yoga block, and that's why I can't. I'm not.
Oh, I thought you were completely like sitting down. Yeah.
Am I a frog? No. I have a yoga block underneath me. And
do you know that that's actually, you know, because in a lot of Asian cultures, they sit like that. They sit like squatted down like that. And that they actually have a lot of Asian cultures have longer Achilles tendons.
Do they? Wait.
Yeah.
My phone's going to actually die. So I'm going to put you on a.
Oh, Jesus.
I know.
This
I
is.
Know.
What are we getting our listeners accustomed to here? We've got shoddy recording. Our sound quality's terrible. I'm apparently yelling.
You are yelling. We're talking about.
Wait. What? I know. We have to talk about our phone calls that we made to some of our awesome listeners.
Oh, we do. And we have to also talk about the text message thread that we had when we were trying to figure out how to use this thing.
Oh my God.
I'm going to do that first. Okay. So since we're talking about shoddy quality on our audio, which we're trying,
right.
You guys, I swear we're trying. We are using a new system today called CleanFeed. Because we were using something else before and it wasn't working, crapping out on us. So we're using CleanFeed today. That came as Emily had said, we should try that. So I went and set it up and then I invited Jody to it. But I didn't realize that when I sent her the invite, the second she opened it, we were just going to be live. I didn't close out of it on my side. So I'm sitting on my couch on Wednesday night watching TV. And all of a sudden she texts me and she's like, I got your invite to CleanFeed. But you called it Clean Stream.
Called it Clean Stream, right.
I got your invite to Clean Stream. And then she writes, I don't really think that's what it's called. That sounds like something that you want when you drink a lot of water.
Right. That's like something that you want when you like you feel like you have a UTI. No, right. I've got
and
a Clean Stream.
I said that. I wrote back and I said, everyone likes a Clean Stream. No UTIs. And,
right.
And then I go, well, good. Now I'll have to figure out how to use it. And you just wrote back. She writes back and she goes, well, you're going to need to learn how to hang up on it first. And I'm like, what? I said, can you hear me? And she goes, yeah. And I open up the app and I see it says her name.
Yeah.
Well, it says Lady Sweeten. So I said, oh, I see you. And she goes, you do? Wait, dot, dot, dot. And I write, as I'm writing it, I'm thinking to myself, oh my God, she thinks I see her. And I go, well, I mean, I see your name on here. I don't actually see you. And she goes, oh my God, I've been making stupid faces into my iPhone for the
That's right. You're like, I see you. And so I start doing all kinds of stupid shit at the phone for a good 10 seconds or so until you text me, actually, I can't see you. I can only, and I was like, oh. I felt so stupid here with my tongue hanging out of my mouth, my eyes bugging out of my head.
I was cracking up, and then I was like, God, I wish I hadn't I turned off the audio on her side. I'm like, I wish I hadn't, because then you would have heard me cackle. And then, of course, I was like, awesome. I think I peed a clean stream just laughing at you. Yep. And I screenshot it and I sent it to Emily. So I think that Emily is got really high hopes for this episode.
When we send this to her, we're just gonna email it to her with the preface of like, this episode is shit, just don't even, just throw it up, just put it on there, don't even listen to it. God, don't
so
edit loud. It
so much red, sorry.
Oh my God, now you're yelling. Fuck.
Okay now
other cool, oh see, so much red, other cool things that we did. Yes. This week we mm-hmm. called
Joan. We called Joan. Mm-hmm. We FaceTimed and surprised our fan Joan, who we love.
Yes, she's Joan is quarantined, and she's one of our awesome grandmas out there, mm-hmm. who loves, never thought I'd say this, and all of our inappropriate humor. Yep. So
she took a page out of my book and has just started drinking nonstop because fuck it.
I can't. Okay, here's, when you said that, I was like, your book. Oh,
my book.
I thought you actually meant your book. And I was like, I didn't know you wrote a book.
Oh my God. Not all of us have written books, sweetie.
No, I didn't. For oh, fuck you.
Sake.
No, it's even one more example of just how completely mush my brain has become.
It's terrible.
Is anyone else out there feeling like this? Like, I'm sure that other people, from what I'm reading on Facebook, all feel like
brain atrophy.
Yeah. Like, I've never had my brain be both so active and so completely numb all at once.
Yeah. No, it really is kind of insane. I have a lot of clients right now. I think I told you the other day, I had six clients in one day. Usually my limit's about four. And by the sixth client, I'm like, I'm an emotional dumpster. Like, I don't, it can't even process everything that everyone's feeling. And I just stand in my shower for 45 minutes staring at the like tiles and thinking, I should clean those better. I don't, but I should.
Right. Wall staring is a great therapy.
Oh, it's just so good.
Do it when I get out of the shower and just go sit on my bed for like 20 minutes and just stare.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's great.
Yeah. It really, I mean, honestly, at this point, it's like fine.
But you know, I keep tempering my, you know, bitching about being home and whatever. Like, yeah, it's frustrating, but it's not the end of the world. And like, yes, we're joking about, you know, oh my God, I'm dying. And the, you know,
yeah.
When I stop and think and I watch, you know, I've been watching the news, probably too much news, about what, you know, some of these frontline
health workers
are going. I mean, I, and you know, the retail workers and delivery workers and stuff that don't necessarily want to be working, but that are having to right now. Yeah. Like, I just can't even, I can't imagine. And I am so grateful.
Same.
I actually got those little signs I'll post from Shindigs. One of the mamas had posted about that. It's a party company. You approved the post in Little Mamas. Good and it's a party supply company that's now making PPE equipment.
Oh, I saw that.
And yeah, and I ordered a couple little lawn signs that said like, our healthcare workers are our heroes. And also
Tatiana's like, husband. Makes
yes.
Them. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So anyway, I ordered from them. And I want to say it's, I think, SHINDIGZ.
I think so.
Shindigs.com. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you can order, and they are a party supply company that has turned themselves into a PPE making company. And they also are donating a portion of the little lawn signs that are supporting like healthcare workers and stuff. They're donating the proceeds.
There is a lot of kindness and beauty that's come out of this, which I really do love. And just what our environment bouncing back because we can't drive as much and things like that.
Oh, the air has been so nice in LA.
I know.
And plus no with traffic. The rain, but it's been, yeah.
I actually have to drive down to Orange County today to go pick up presents from my mom for the girls for Easter and, you know, birthday and all of that, trying to make it
can you wave
normal
at them?
And cheap. Yes. Yeah, I'm going to wave at them through the window.
Yeah.
But, you know, at least getting down there won't take as long. I mean, that's the bummer about all this is like everything is open and clear and beautiful and you can't
go
enjoy it.
Yeah, I know.
Right.
It is kind of insane. Well, that was also really nice about being in Joshua Tree. There was not a soul out there. And it, you know, we could go walking and we were just out in nature and there was a hot tub where we were staying. So I was in the hot tub a lot. It was really, I felt
nice.
A little guilty.
All right, Jody, I have a really important question for you.
Yeah.
Where are you at?
I think I'm at like level 75.
Oh my God. First of all, I love that you knew that I was talking about Best Fiends.
Well, it's kind of become our thing.
Well, second of all, I'm kicking your butt in it, just so you know, because I'm at level 427 or something like that now.
What?
Yeah.
What?
I know. I'm telling you, I love this puzzle game. I know. It's the most fun.
I thought I was playing it a lot.
No, I'm playing it all the time. You know why? It just gets more and more challenging, and I love it. And I have this whole strategy that I use now when I'm connecting different things. And, you know, it changes all the time, and then you get different characters that pop up and I want to kill all the slugs so bad.
Some of them are so hard to kill.
I know, and they're so smug about the whole thing.
I know.
I love that I got you hooked on it. My kids now have it too. It's so much fun, right? I just think it's really relaxing and it's a great way for me to unwind at the end of the day after I've been working with, you know, all the information that's coming at us also. It's just like, why not disconnect?
Oh, yeah. It's fun to just like sit there and play and the strategy too. Like at first I was like, this isn't too hard. And now I can't even imagine at level like 400 and something. You're obviously just better at strategy than I am.
Well, I've also been playing a little longer than you, but you know, I like to collect all the characters and then I like to level them up and all that stuff. And I like all the different monthly themes that change. It's just fun. The graphics are so like, you know, pretty to look at. And like I said, my kids are playing it now. So we all talk about, you know, where we're at in it. I also like to hide in my bathroom and play it when I don't want to talk to them about it, which sometimes happens. You know what I mean? Or when they're watching something I don't want to watch, then I also play it. And I pretend I'm watching TV with them, but actually I'm playing Best Fiends. everyone should be playing it right now. It's, you know, it's just really fun. Best Fiends has thousands of levels already with new levels, events, and characters added every month. It's hours of fun right at your fingertips, and you can even play offline. With over 100 million downloads and tons of 5-star reviews, Best Fiends is a must play. Download Best Fiends free on the Apple App Store or Google Play. That's Friends without the R, Best Fiends.
Now I gotta go catch up with you.
No, you better.
You know, I'm been mindful the last couple of days to really, and I want to encourage everybody out there to do this as well, to be reading stuff that has nothing to do with COVID-19, with the pandemic, with all of that, with the news. And I, you know, I was reading a couple really great articles also about letting yourself not feel bad if you're not being super productive, you know, because I felt bad. Like there was a couple days there where it was like the kids and I, everything fell apart. We were on screens. Work wasn't great. We just kind of checked out for a day or two. And I felt so much pressure to be doing some sort of creative, you know, online activity or do, you know, make sure you're doing a puzzle or be working out or do, you know. And I've been making sure to like, yes, I'm trying to read
interesting, inspirational things, maybe some fun ideas to do at home, but also reading stuff that's reminding me to just be present and remember what the world is going through right now.
Yeah.
And it's okay to not come out of this, you know, 15 pounds thinner and having written, you know, your next great children's book and your kids are now actually skipping next year. Because
who is coming out of this 15 pounds thinner? I'm coming out of this 15 pounds heavier. I promise you right now.
Like, I actually have been doing pretty good. I think my anxiety has really been keeping me in check as far as eating all the time.
I've been eating more than I usually do.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. And also, well, it doesn't help that, you know, I mean, I know I took a break from drinking for a bit, but I've definitely been
12,
drinking.
12 hours is not a bit, Celia. That's
Shut
just
up. It was more than that. Listen, as soon as we get off this podcast, I'm going to start drinking.
Right.
No, it's a weekend. I can't. I went back to, like, I don't drink on school nights because I don't. And I rarely honestly drink on weekends. But during this, I have been. I'm sure that doesn't help the weight gain either. I mean, I think I've gained like 2 pounds. It's not a lot, but for me, I don't really like it. But I've been practicing yoga. I've been doing a lot of Zoom classes, which I love. And
I fucking hate Zoom. I can't with the Zoom.
Oh my God.
Plus, everything I've been reading about it is so, it's just such a minefield of security breaches. They record Zoom meetings. Like, there were a lot of recovery meetings online and things like that.
I definitely record my yoga class, though. I mean, I don't know you're going to get any secrets from my yoga class.
No, exactly. Like, stuff like that. Right. Yeah. But, like, they're, you know, I was reading about that, too. And I'm like, oh, plus the awkwardness. I don't like FaceTiming and talking to people all that much anyway.
Right.
So, like, the awkwardness of the early Zoom meeting arrival, it's unparalleled.
Well, that's
it's like
why
you and one other asshole sitting there that you don't know. And you're like,
well, that's why the yoga class is great, because you just pin the teacher and she talks. You can't even see really who else is doing anything.
I will say this, it
was very helpful yesterday. Yesterday was the 2-year anniversary of my sister passing away, as you know. And we did a little Zoom meeting, me and the kids, because I couldn't get to them. So I got to Zoom with the three kids and then Daniel and Adam, the three kids in Portland, and then Daniel, my sister's husband, and their baby. They got onto it too. So we all got to like be together, which was really cute.
Good.
And we talked for like an hour, and it was really fun to just be able to see them. And it didn't feel as terrible because I'm usually with them, you know, every other month or so. I haven't been able to get there for obviously a while, and I'm not there for this, which, you know, really just sucks. Oh, wait. And we didn't say who the other person was that we ended up FaceTiming. We surprised another fan on her birthday, which was Ellie.
Yes.
Who runs Never Nationers for us.
Yeah. So we had some fun FaceTiming a couple of our diehard.
Well, she was so shocked that
Never
she
Nationers.
Didn't know what to say, which is adorable.
It was really cute.
It was cute. And let me also say this, because, you know, your boyfriend reached out and said something to me about it. I got my own fan page on Instagram.
Yeah. Oh, was Mescal the one that that told you about it?
No, somebody else told me about it. But then when I posted about it, like, I thanked her in a story.
Right.
She's so sweet. She lives in Mexico City. And you know, it was just really sweet. I don't need a fan page. I mean, it's so stupid that anyone's got a fan page for me, but it was very adorable. But
fine, Celia. I guess you're not welcome.
Shut up. But your boyfriend writes me and said, you've finally made it. He texted that to me or he DM'd me. And I just wrote back and I was like, yes, I know. I mean, to where is debatable.
Right. Yeah, exactly. I wonder if he has his own fan page, if anyone's made a fan page of him yet.
I'm going to make a fan page for him now just because he said that.
Oh, he'll hate nothing more.
I know.
I'm sorry, babe.
I know. He would. Oh, like he listens to us.
That's true. He doesn't listen. He doesn't. No. No. No, he doesn't. He doesn't want to listen to it in person. You guys go have lady time, which means I'm going to get the fuck out of the room.
Yeah. Fuck off. All right. Here's my other thing. We're not going to talk about this on this episode. We'll talk about it next episode because I know we're running out of time. And we should probably give like a couple. I think I gave my craptastic parenting moment when I said that I didn't care that the cat died. But I do want to say this, which is apropos of nothing, as far as...
which is our entire show. That's actually the tagline for our show. It's never thought I'd say this, apropos of nothing.
That's the title of this episode.
Yeah. That's actually... Emily, write that down.
I know. Apropos of nothing.
Emily, write it down. Yes.
All right.
Because it literally is. This. I don't know where the fuck we've gone on this episode. I don't know what's happened.
No, it's better.
Anyway, back to your nothing.
Well, this is my nothing. And I know I mentioned it the last episode that we did in our closets that I am, I've gotten deeply concerned about, you know, different things that, like, I don't dye my hair, so I don't really care. You know, I don't give a shit about, like, my, you know, lashes or anything like that. Like,
right.
Homeless vagina. I don't think I can handle.
Right. Yeah, that's a, yeah.
I want everyone to know that I had a conversation with my esthetician, who I've become friends with over the years, and she walked me through what to buy on Amazon so that...
No, you're not.
I can wax my own...
No fucking way. No fucking way. You're not doing this.
Yes, I did.
You're not doing this.
I did. So I ordered everything.
Wait, what?
Well, I haven't done it yet, but I ordered everything off of Amazon.
Oh, that's what I meant.
And then my esthetician was like, when everything comes, just FaceTime me.
Stop it.
And I'll walk you through. So I'm saying it right now because I love you all. I'm going to do this. And once I do it, I will discuss how it went on this podcast.
Oh my God. I wish everyone could see my face right now. It's
her mouth is wide open and she actually maybe lost a sheet of color. I don't know. Like, she's like, no way.
I
don't know. No. Listen, I might put blue wax all over my peach and it might stay there forever because I can't rip it off. I mean, I don't really know. And at what point do I have to yell to Harper, Harper, come here and rip this off? I can't. I mean, you know.
You can't. No, you can't do that.
So I'll just have to live with blue wax on me forever. Like,
so do you, I have so many questions.
Go.
Okay. I mean, do you wax your butthole? Because I had to bring it back there again. And here we go. Yet again. I'm just wondering, because like, if you don't. Then that's
weird.
Well,
if you do a Brazilian, then you have to. So I guess this yoga block underneath me is going to come into play some other time somehow.
Oh my God, I can't.
And some
I can't.
Sort of mirror.
I'll never look at a yoga block the same way again.
I'm going to take pictures now when I do it and send them.
Oh my God, please don't. Oh my God. No, please don't. Oh God.
I'm totally going to do it.
No! You know what? You know how I see this ending?
Badly?
Yes, badly, but also at like 11:30 p.m., yep. I'm just chilling in bed, super happy, and I open up a text from you that's just my mangled wax and just like, ah, it's all gone terrible. Like, that's what I expect.
Mm-hmm. I think that's probably going to happen.
I can't wait. Well, on next week's episode.
It won't be next week's because we have to record another episode in a few days. And I don't believe that my waxing pot, sticks, and blue wax will be here by then.
Oh, I can't wait for this. Okay, good.
I'm going to do it.
Look, you got plenty of fucking time on your hands.
I mean, if somebody else can wax it, why can't I wax it myself?
Because you keep there. Because there's so many reasons. There's just so many reasons. We're going to talk about this more when you actually do it.
I'm going to do it. Or
I'm so glad that we've.
I'm going to be sitting here talking to you in a few weeks with blue wax still on my peach.
No. So well, please put some pants on, especially if you're sitting the way you are right now.
Okay. It'll be like an avatar.
I don't know. I don't need to know. No, I don't. It's
okay.
It's the one girl Smurf. What was her name?
Smurfette?
Yeah.
I'm going to put a hat on it.
It's going to go from Papa Smurf to Smurfette real soon.
I can't breathe.
Oh my God. This is it. We're ending the show talking about Smurf vaginas and you're snorting. And now we have to go.
Now I want the title of the episode to be Smurf Vaginas and Snorting.
No, I think Apropos of Nothing is still the best one. Anyway,
I'm dying.
Listeners, I hope that you have enjoyed whatever the fuck this last hour of your life was. You know what? We have you have nothing better to do. We have nothing better to do. So you're kind of stuck listening to us for the time being.
Yeah.
We love you guys. We are thinking of all of our Never Nationers out there.
All the time.
and we just were sending you love and hugs and laughs safe. And
say social distancing. Please flatten the curve.
Yes, stay the fuck at home.
Please.
And remember, keep killing the parenting game.
And not your kids.
Never Thought I'd Say This is a co-production by Audioboom and Main Event Media.